ಅಪ್ರಾಯತ್ಯಾದ ಆತ್ಮಾನಸ್ತೆ ದೋಷಾನ್ ಮುಹೂರ್ತಿಕಾದ್ಭುತ. ಮನ್ನಿದೇಶಾತಿಚಾರೇನ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಚಾಹಿಲೇನ ನಾದ್. ಕಶ್ಯಪ ಉವಾಚ ಅಪ್ರಾಯತ್ಯಾದ ಆತ್ಮನಸ್ತೆ ದೋಷಾನ್ ಮುಹೂರ್ತಿಕಾದ್ಭುತ. ಮನ್ನಿದೇಶಾತಿಚಾರೇನ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಚಾಹಿತಿ ಹೇಲನಾತ್. The learned Kashyapa said, because of your minds being polluted, because of defilement of the particular time, because of your negligence of my direction, and because of your being apathetic to the demigods, everything was inauspicious. Purport. The conditions for having good progeny in society are that the husband should be disciplined in religious and regulative principle, and the wife should be faithful to the husband. Today's society, everyone is crying aloud, our kids are not responsible, our kids are not behaving properly, our kids are not listening to us, our kids are not doing this, doing that. But who is responsible for that? Father. The conditions for having a good progeny is the society. In the society, or the husband should be disciplined in religious and regulative principles. Just a few months back, I was discussing with some intelligent man. Why I'm saying that person is intelligent? Because he is in America from India, working as an engineer. And people, they consider whoever goes, leaves India and goes to US, he's intelligent. Socially very on high status. But when I was discussing with him about the Garbhadhan Sanskar, what it means, he was totally surprised. He said, I don't know anything about this. Whom we consider the most intelligent person, he does not know what he is supposed to know in his life. After 30-35 years of age, they do not know that how and what they should follow in the particular age of their life. That's the flaw of modern education. It does not give you the basic rules and basic things which are needed for day-to-day life. The today's education is just meant for to fill your belly by hook or crook. Is that true? Because I can respect your views on that, because you were there in that field for last 50 years, I think. Huh? Or more than that. In the academic field? How many years you have spent? In academic field? Almost 50 years? How come you are now 70? You must have finished your graduation by 20. When did you got retired? Okay, around 40, 45 years. Okay. And you must have came across thousands of students, thousands of parents, their arguments with you for their kids, kids' arguments with you for their parents. And what was the result? Because the today's education does not give the essential principles of a life which should one know to have a peaceful life. Everyone now wanted to have conduct different seminars so that they can boost students in their academics, in their careers. But the real thing starts when they get conceived. So the mental condition of father and mental condition of a mother when they have a sexual intercourse to beget a child is very important. If it is bad, then here is the result. Even though Kashyapa Muni was the Brahmana, but he clearly mentioned to his wife that you are not going to get a son who can be worthy as the Brahmanas. They can be called as Brahmanas. Being the sons of Brahmana, it's not necessary that they will born as a Brahmana. So it's not necessary that who is born in the Brahmana family must be a Brahmana. It depends upon the mental condition of his parents that what he is going to be. Rather than cursing the kids, parents, they should regulate and discipline themselves so that kids can grow, so that kids can give the proper output. As Prabhupada says here, personality is like a Ravana and Hiranyakashipus were actually born of Brahmanas. But they were not accepted as Brahmanas because their fathers did not follow the regulative principles for their birth. Now, most of the kids, they are born because of parents' mistake, as they have not used the proper protection while enjoying each other. By mistake, they get conceived. If someone gets conceived by mistake, what you can expect from him throughout the life? Only mistakes. Is that true? What you plant, you are going to get it. If someone is born without purpose, previously they used to get done Garbhadhan so that they wanted to have particular kind of a personality to be born. And that's why in previous eras you can see the one of the best artists, one of the best fine artists, one of the best singers, one of the best actors, one of the best kings, one of the best politicians, one of the best Brahmanas. Why? Because their parent, they followed a particular rules and regulations and disciplinary things so that that kind of a personality can be born. And that's the importance of this Garbhadhan Sanskar. Nowadays, people are so impatient. They don't want to follow anything. They just wanted to see their financial position. Am I ready to take financial care of my kid? Rascals, they should understand that only money does not matter to maintain your whole life. What is necessary to maintain you is the character. Is that true? If you not work on that, what you are going to give to this society, nothing but bunch of animals who are going to just tear apart the society. And that's what's happening in today's present situation. So Srimad Bhagavatam does not teaches you about the history, what has happened in the past, but it gives the solution for the present problems also. If you are awake. Nowadays people don't understand that what is the real problem. Everything they're saying, it's supposed to happen, what to do? But that's the problem and you need to work it out. They don't understand that. They don't have that much intelligence even. Because as soon as you go away from the nature and depends upon more of the artificial things, your behavior, your intelligence starts working accordingly. You will not act naturally if you are not closer to nature. Now people prefer to stay more into the artificial environment. It's what they are going to have. The artificial way of thinking, artificial mind, artificial intelligence, and ultimately artificial relationship, which will not take them anywhere. And that's why this third world, which people get infatuated with, like America and Japan, they think them as most advanced countries, people are committing suicides. I was surprised. I thought that in America people have a lot of money, but they don't want a responsibility. Like this new generation, if you try to make a survey of new generation kids, even the youth who have just got married, they don't want it to have a kids. Why? Because they are not capable of maintaining them. That's what they think. It's too costly to have a kid. It's education, because they don't have a people even to take care of them. If the whole family institutions ruins down, who will take care of kids? If you become independent, you go away from your parents, and as you start getting children, who will take care of children? You have to appoint or you have to pay some maid who will be like a babysitting. She will come and spare her time and you have to spend money on her. Rather than that, if you have your own parents at home, who will take care of them? Parents, they will take care of your kids. But because of our so-called independent nature, we wanted to stay away from this. And this, as this family institution ruins down, the whole social system ruins down. And that's what happened. So Bhagavatam clearly explains that anything and everything in your life, what you do, you should do it consciously. If you don't do that consciously, then you are going to have a pathetic result. And what sort of a result that will be? Everybody knows, everybody has experience of that. If we keep wide open our ears, eyes and look into the society, in the present situation, you will find that what a chaos is going on everywhere. So anything that we can discuss about this further? Any doubt, any question? शास्त्र का विधान है. अब थोड़ा सा हिंदी है आपके पास, तो माता जी के पास से ले लीजिए. और उसमें ना 33 वाला जो 32 वाला जो श्लोक है उसका ट्रांसलेशन पढ़िए. उसमें बताया है कि क्यों उन्होंने ऐसी स्थिति में मालूम होने के पश्चात भी ये कार्य किया। निकालो थोड़ा थोड़ा। तीस और इकतीस में लिखा हुआ। कहते हैं यहाँ पे कि दीति अपने पति द्वारा सूचित की गई, पति ने तो सारा सब कुछ बताया, किंतु वह संभोग तुष्टि हेतु कामदेव द्वारा विवश थी। विवशता, दीति की विवशता के कारण ये महान ब्राह्मण कुछ नहीं कर पाया इतना ज्ञान होने के पश्चात, क्योंकि उसका पति होने के कारण पति का कर्तव्य है कि अपने स्त्री की इच्छाओं की पूर्ति करे, अन्यथा उस इच्छा पूर्ति के लिए वो फिर गलत मार्ग का स्वीकार करेगी। अपनी कामतुष्टि के लिए अगर वो विवाह के बाहर जाके संबंध प्रस्थापित कर लेगी तो वो भयंकर है। जो कार्य किया इससे भी वो भयंकर माना जाता है। हिरण्यकशिपु और हिरण्याक्ष दोनों जन्म में आए। ये कैकशी और विश्रवा के हिरण्याक्ष हिरण्यकशिपु तो फिर क्षत्रिय कुल में आ गए ना। कलयुग में तो सारे ही शूद्र बड़े पड़े।
ऐसे माना जाता है कि आपने तुम्हारे शूद्र बड़े
हैं। मेरी गुरुदेव बोलती है वो कश्यप को, भाई तेरे शिवा जी को तुम कुछ नहीं कर सकते, मेरा बहन का पति है, इसे करके बोलती है मेरी।
ना 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 ना, वो सोचती है कि मेरे बहन के पति होने के कारण वो मुझ पे दया करेंगे और मेरे गर्भ की रक्षा करेंगे।
अच्छा क्या बुरा होना नहीं देंगे।
गर्भ की तो रक्षा हो गई लेकिन
बेटे का बच्चे रक्षा से देंगे।
हाँ आगे का श्लोक ले लें, हाँ क्या रुक जाए? पुरंदरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की कोई हाँ भी नहीं बोल रहा है ना भी नहीं बोल रहा है, पूछ रहा हूं तो
ये तो बोला।
हाँ सब अपने अपने मोबाइल में व्यस्त है।
वो निकाल रहे था।
क्या निकाल रहे हैं? भविष्यस्तद् अभद्रौ अभद्रे जातर लोकान् सपालान् स्त्रींश्चन्दि मुहुर अंकरा यत् शतः। ओ हॉटी वन, यू विल हैव टू कंटेम्प्टुअस सन्स बॉर्न ऑफ योर कंडेम्ड वूम्ब। अनलकी वुमन, दे विल कॉज कॉन्स्टेंट लैमेंटेशन to all the three worlds. contemptuous sons are born of the condemned womb of their mother. In Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, 40th verse, it is explained, adharma bhavyuvat krishna pradushanti kulastriya trishu dushta suvarshneya jayate varna sankaraha. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become corrupt, and from degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny. When there is a deliberate negligence of the regulative principles of a religious life, the women as a class become polluted, and as a result there are unwanted children. This is especially true for boys. If the mother is not good, there cannot be good sons. The learned Kashyapa could foresee the character of the sons who would be born of the condemned womb of Diti. The womb was condemned because of the mother's being too sexually inclined and thus transgressing all the laws and injunctions of the scriptures. In a society where such a women are predominant, one should not expect good children. See, what is written 5,000 years ago, even today, that's the fact. We can see the most of the so-called modern nations, their societies are full of such a condemned wombs, and because of that there are no good children, and everywhere there is a chaos. People generally, they think that only brahmacharis and sannyasis, they can save the world. But who can really save the world? A disciplined husband and good wife can save the world, because they are going to progenate the society. If you have a good parents, you are going to have a good kids, and if there are good kids, you are going to have a good society full of human beings, otherwise just cats and dogs. If you get some 5 dogs closed in this hall, what will happen? They will just bark at each other, and you will hear only noise. And that's what we are seeing everywhere in the presidential assemblies, in schools, in colleges, in malls, everywhere. People are just barking at each other, showing their animal propensities. But these are not their faults. That's the fault of their parents, because they never thought, or they never had a proper mental disposition to have a kid. They never planned for that. It makes a really big difference. Okay? Grandharashwant Bhagavatam ki, Sura Prabhupada ki.
I think we got certain blessings with this lady, but one that was kind of conspicuous is the youngest son was the one who came to Krishna consciousness. It was through him that I came to Krishna consciousness.